Cindy Bowers. I work for Krista Broadcasting in Seattle, Washington. I'm a senior account executive and national sales coordinator.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
Now, you attended a live version of a seminar that I do called How to Get Past the Gatekeeper, Advanced Strategies for Sales Professionals.
Correct.
And as you know, I recently have recorded an in-studio version of this that goes even into more depth than we did in the live seminar. And so I'm asking people for their, you know, to share their experiences and whether they thought it was worthwhile. And, you know, I was hoping you'd say a lot of good things about it, but I think you have to be truthful. It was a waste of time, wasn't it?
No, it absolutely wasn't.
Come on. Everyone's been to these seminars. Have you ever been to a seminar with that kind of title or making that kind of promise that they're going to show you how to get past the gatekeeper before some other seminar or read a book or an article on that topic?
Actually, I probably have to some degree. The thing that caught my eye, of course, we had choices at RAB as which track we went to, but was the advanced strategies in your title. And that's what intrigued me the most was, of course, having been a salesperson for 20 years, if I couldn't get past some gatekeepers, I would have gotten out of this business a long time ago. But I love the idea of receiving some advanced strategies.
And what did you really expect? Walking into the room cold, did you really expect that you'd learn advanced strategies, or was part of you thinking, oh, this is probably stuff I already know?
I actually wasn't sure, except your reputation preceded the seminar. I was instructed, as you probably won't be able to use this, but I was instructed by every single person I work with that I had to attend your classes and at least give them a chance, because you're highly regarded in my world up here in Seattle. And so I did go into it wondering, would it be, you know, new information for me, new strategies? But immediately I knew I wouldn't be leaving and moving to another room, because you caught my attention right off with some really great information.
Oh, I'm delighted to hear that. I know it's been a while since that seminar. Were there any principles or techniques that stand out in your mind as being new to you, effective, things you've used, things you'll be able to prove for yourself? Answer any of those questions that you feel like.
Sure. Some of the information you gave me, obviously I've used some of it. Some of it, though, not mindfully. I obviously knew in my early years as a salesperson that I had some ability to get past the gatekeeper. That was one of my blessings that I seemed to have a skill for. And it was interesting for me in some of the material to just hear it put into words, and it was a very inspiring review for me, even though some of the practices I may have used in my career. It was very inspiring to hear them so concisely presented, and it inspired me to get back on the phone and do cold calling, because as a senior person, I don't do as much of it as I should. And so it was really inspiring to me, actually. That's the key word I think of. And then there was the other material, yes, that I found very interesting and new in the way you presented it. And the most intriguing element that I wanted to practice when I got back to my office was how to control the conversation, the techniques that you spoke to regarding controlling the conversation, and the techniques in which you presented as ways to control the conversation. And those obviously can come somewhat instinctively, but I think what you presented to us as a class were far beyond that. They were what I consider definitely advanced strategies.
Isn't it amazing, in hindsight, isn't it amazing how many salespeople cede control of the conversation to the gatekeeper? They call up and immediately the gatekeeper's in control.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's very true. And I actually, within my first 2 years of being a salesperson, I was actually asked, because apparently I had gained a reputation at being good at getting past the gatekeeper, I had was put on a dual line with many of the new salespeople. At that time I worked for Entercom. And to monitor their cold calling and to critique ways in which they could maybe have improved the scenario. And it was incredible to me, someone who I was just blessed to have an instinct for it, but it was incredible to me to see people stumble and not have any idea where to go. So advanced strategies, I think a lot of salespeople could benefit from advanced strategies as well as beginning strategies.
So, but probably what happened was it sounded good in the room. These were new ideas to you about taking control, and it sounded good in the room, but then you went home and tried it, and it didn't work, right?
Oh, no, it worked. I mean, it works. The refresher course reminded me of my skill and what I knew instinctively, and then the strategies that were new to me absolutely work.
Sometime in your career, had you been taught that you always need to befriend the gatekeeper? Because a lot of people have been taught, salespeople have been taught that.
I think that is true. I think that's where a lot of salespeople go wrong in their early years of cold calling, is that is the impression they're under, and the impression, that's their first instinct, is to believe they need to make friends there.
Right.
And that's a misconception.
So the idea that there's no way you're going to get to the decision maker unless first you get on the good side of the person answering the phone for the gatekeeper.
I think that's true. And it was interesting in your remarks and in your teaching as how you presented the opposite element of that in some regard.
Yeah, very much so. I mean,
yeah.
I see, just objectively speaking, without trying to demean the person, I see the gatekeeper as simply an obstacle between me and the person I want to talk to. And if someone were to hear this, they might think, oh, that somehow I suggest that we be rude to the gatekeeper or, you know, treat them disrespectfully. And that's not the goal. The goal is simply, it's like walking through a doorway. You don't insult the door. But
right.
You also don't stand there and talk to the door.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a definitely, again, I would use the word command. It's just knowing that you're in charge, and you gave us the techniques in which to represent that to the gatekeeper so that they, too, know who's in charge.
In good conscience, knowing that you are under oath, you truly can say to salespeople that if they have talent as salespeople, in the first place, that these techniques can help them get through more decision makers more quickly?
Absolutely. I think the techniques, the advanced strategies, were definite tools that I'll use every day when I'm cold calling or even when I'm just talking to an assistant of a buyer. It gives me direction and helps me to remember how to be in control of the conversation without really insulting another person, but in essence just getting past them. And then also the other thing I think that was really inspiring to me was just the review of all the wonderful techniques that I haven't practiced in a while as a senior account executive, and it really motivated me to get back on the phone and challenge myself to follow your advice and actually make some new calls and get some new business on the books.
Have you used these techniques to reach people who previously you were having difficulty reaching?
Absolutely, yes. I think the reminders I received and the advanced strategies, especially how to get command of the conversation, have been great tools since I've been back home from the seminar in getting through to people that I, prior to that, hadn't been able to reach or didn't feel I was equipped to make that second call back to the gatekeeper because I was just burned out. It
Right.
was a new inspiration for me.